fucking band then. Alrighty. Are we good?
I can't see.
It looks like we're a go. Okay. Welcome to the morning ride with
Mexican and the American. No.
I was about to say none of that would even come close to what we are, but
With the
Russian person and the other person.
The Russian
I am the other person, Tate. He is the other person, Chris. That means we're both the other person. Holy shit.
With Tate, the Russian Estonian, and Chris, the Native American.
Yes.
Nope, it's complete opposite. But is it opposite day? It's also opposite day. No, it's not.
Is today opposite day, or if yesterday was opposite day, then we should have. Dang, wow, that went downhill fast.
Anyway,
it is a cold outside today.
It is a cold outside today.
It is a cold outside today with the sun in the sky and some cloud.
Sun cloud?
Some cloud.
Oh, I think
just some cloud.
I think it's sun cloud. I was like, what the hell is a sun cloud?
Nah, just some cloud. Just some cloud. Also, we have new music right now.
We have new music?
We have new music playing in the background, yes.
Oh, yeah, we got Caravan Palace.
Yeah, we're starting to play some Caravan Palace. I think as far as the music situation goes, we'll probably just pick one band and put some of their most popular songs on as the background. Obviously, we do not own the rights to these songs, so please, if you do hear the song, just know it's not ours. We didn't make it. I'm not that smart.
Can they even, like, hear it?
I can hear it.
Podcast picking it up?
I don't know. Was it picking up yesterday?
Barely.
Then barely they can hear it.
Hold on.
Like just one. Line? Just one. Yeah.
There you go.
Just like one. There we go.
You learned it back to what it was.
No, it was a two. Now it's a three.
Okay.
Anyway, we didn't really come up with the topic yesterday, so we'll just use our backup topic from... We didn't come up with the topic last night.
We didn't have a backup topic either. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we did.
What?
Video games and youth.
We're
gonna be talking about today. We're talking about video games and our childhood and those precious, precious childhood memories. So a lot of PS2 talk.
Yeah, I had a lot of movie license games for the PlayStation 2. Basically, like the way it went. So around when did the PS2 come out? It was like 2005 or something. Right?
Somewhere around there. I would probably argue 6. Maybe 5, you're right.
Yeah, so, there was one day, in 2008 or 9, where, I don't even remember what we were doing, but, my sister and I were getting a PlayStation 2. My sister was, I think, in high school at the time, and I was a little elementary school kid, or probably, like, this was 2009, so I was probably first grade? I don't remember.
I think for sure it might be accurate.
And what? We went to, I think it was Best Buy or something. We went to some kind of, like, store that's already, like, gone because they shut it down.
No, Best Buy's still around.
I don't know if it was Best Buy. I don't think it was Best Buy.
Radio Shack?
No, it was definitely not that. I think it might have been, like, a Walmart or some shit. But, we bought a PlayStation 2, and our parents were like, hey, this is gonna be for the both of you, so get what you want for this thing for yourselves.
Yeah.
And so, the only thing we both got for ourselves, we got two controllers, and we got two, that's a dead rodent. And we got two memory cards. My sister got this really cool black and yellow, memory card. I got, like, this white and blue one, and I was jealous. But, They both had the same amount of space, 8 megabytes. That was huge at the time.
That was huge.
And my sister got all the cool games. She got Dance Dance Revolution. She got Final Fantasy X. She got Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah.
Mafia, Grand Theft Auto 3.
That's how Mafia works. I'm sorry.
What was I getting? I was getting Up the video game. I was getting Over the Hedge the video game.
Cars the video game.
I got Cars the video game from Pixar. I got fucking what? Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory the video game.
There's a video game for that?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
I got the Polar Express the video game. What else did I get? I got this like weird Battlefield 2 Modern Warfare game that doesn't even really like exist. No one, it's not like not even relevant. And yeah, like I mean, as I was getting older, I got like Call of Duty: The Finest Hour, Call of Duty. Oh Jesus,
they're stopping
slow
fast.
It down,
jeez, dude.
Well, how about you just don't stop on the one of the busiest roads?
I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yeah.
We're also leaving at, like, the busiest time.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, like, for some reason, like, I got the most amount of games. My sister had, like, a stack of, like, 10 games.
Yeah.
I had, like, a stack of, like, 45. And the way it worked was that every time that I got good grades or something... Every time that I brought in my report cards from elementary school and it, like everything said like A's and B's or whatever, my mom would buy me a game. But my mom didn't know how the video game market worked, so she just bought me whatever she saw. And she bought me so many movie license games, I was just like, what the hell is this? But at the time, I didn't know much about video games either, so I didn't know all the popular games or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just kind of like, that's what I knew. And I grew up with those weird-ass games.
My youth with video games was very, diverse, because my dad used to play a lot of video games early in my parents' marriage and all that stuff. So, but he bought the PS2 as soon as it came out. Like that was the thing. So I don't really remember actually going out to get the PS2 or actually, you know, him bringing it home and say, "Hey, look, we got a PS2." I don't really remember that, but I do remember we always sat down when he came home from work on Friday night. It was always pizza night, and we'd grab our pizza, go to the room designated for all the video games and stuff, eat our pizza, and play 3 hours of Gran Turismo. And I don't know if you know what Gran Turismo is, yeah. But it's probably the most realistic racing game out there on the market. They're still making games to this day. They just came out with Gran Turismo Sport. I'm not trying to advertise them, but it is a good game series if you're looking for a really good racing simulator. So that was really fun. That was kind of how we bonded. And then there was this fantastic game called Guitar Hero, and oh man,
I remember that
game. This is so much fun. So we got the first one for the PlayStation 2, and all of a sudden our Gran Turismo nights were getting swapped out with Guitar Hero. And every other Friday we'd play Guitar Hero, and every other Friday we'd play Gran Turismo. So that's really how I remember video games going as an early age. But as my dad started to play less and less video games, I started to play more and more. I eventually fell in love with the game I still to this day have the most hours on because I still play it. Sonic Riders. It's basically budget Mario Kart. Except there's no, like, items or anything like that. There's just coins, and there's, like, eventually you could pick up, like, little... power-ups, I guess. They don't really do much, but but yeah, Sonic Riders was my favorite game, and I think I have too many hours on it. I think the last time I checked, I had, I'm close to 10,000 hours in Sonic Riders.
Jesus Christ. You know?
Well, keep in mind, I've been playing this since I was 7 consistently, so
I'd say that I have somewhere around 10,000 hours for fucking, like, Minecraft. So, like, the story behind me playing that was, this was such a long time ago. I think it might have been, 2012 was, might have been earlier than that, when the Minecraft pre-alpha came out.
Yeah.
And no one really knew about it, because it was just, like, some weird-ass game where you fucking punch trees to get wood or something. No one's ever seen this before. And there was one day where I came into my sister's room and I saw her on her laptop playing something. And I was like, you know, I was probably done playing with the PlayStation 2 or something. I was just kind of like bored running around. I always ran into my sister's room because like I was always like wanting to know what she was up to and if I could hang out with her or whatever. And I saw my sister playing Minecraft and I was like, what are you playing? What are you doing? And I like watched her like play this game. And I was, like, so fascinated. I was like, you're building stuff and you're, like, punching blocks? Like, what's happening? And she was like, yeah, it's this, like, really cool, like, game my friend just showed me called Minecraft. It's, like, you build stuff like that, and you craft, and I was like, oh, I get it, like, you mine and you craft Minecraft, and, like, so, this was at the time when, like, you know, our, like, dad had, like, passed away and stuff, so I got all of his, like, hand-me-downs and stuff, and I got his old laptop, and that was my first ever laptop that I got, and that's when I was introduced to PC gaming.
Yeah.
But his laptop was kind of, like, old and just bad, so, like, all the games that I played were just really slow.
Town of Salem.
And, you know, the first ever Halo game that was released for PC?
Yeah.
Is Halo Combat Evolved.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I got to play that on the PC, and that game was so fun. That, like, that's what introduced me to Halo on the Xbox when,
yeah,
like, I would go over to friend's house and play that game or whatever, and I'd, like, that game was one of my favorite franchises. But, my sister also installed Minecraft on that laptop for me, and I was like, okay, so this is interesting, and I started playing it. And I was instantly hooked.
Yeah.
I started playing Minecraft since, like, pre-alpha. Like, I was, like, the game, no one was ever talking about this game. I was looking shit up about it, and there was only, like, 2 Wikipedias for, like, crafting stuff.
Yeah.
There was nothing going on. And I was just really confused a majority of the time. And then it started blowing up, and then they started releasing all these updates, and the game, they even released multiplayer. And I was like, oh my god, I can play with people. Yeah. And I found so many people online. I was like, holy shit, this game is so awesome. And I still play this game to this day. Like, I remember...
Me with Sonic Riders, though. Yeah.
Like, I, actually, you know how I met Carson?
Through Minecraft.
Through Minecraft. It was fucking... Carson, if you're listening to this, I'm gonna tell the story, alright? So me and Carson have been friends.
He's gonna give you permission over
I tell the story without his permission every time, and he doesn't care.
Okay.
Especially about his, like, first relationship, but we're not gonna talk about that. Because that one's a big meme. So, it was 5th grade, and, at the time, I did not have a lot of friends. I mainly talked to the twins. You know them? The Cameron and Dylan? Oh, you don't know them? Oh, shit. I thought you did. They're like, they're like the most obnoxious twins at our high school.
I feel like I would know them if I did.
Mikey hangs out with them a lot.
I know Mikey, but not the twins. Anyway, okay, continue. Well,
I was friends with these, 2 brothers who had kind of, like, the same personality as me. We were all, like, really goofy, and we all made, like, weird noises and made weird jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they were my only friends, I think. I mean, I had, like, maybe 1 or 2 other friends, but, like, I didn't really connect with them very well. But then, also, like, in elementary school, I was going through, like, these other special classes because I didn't know English very well. Yeah. And... yeah, that was the only reason. I didn't know English very well. So they put me through these extra classes where they would take me out of my, like, main class with my main group of classmates, and they would put me with this other teacher with a few other random-ass students, and we would just go over more English stuff. And in 5th grade, I was in a bigger classroom, like, in the more advanced stage of that, like, special class or whatever, and I was in there with Grant and Carson, and... somehow I knew Grant. I've talked to him at some point in elementary school, but I don't remember how or why. But I wasn't friends with him. I just knew him.
Yeah.
And Carson.
Loved him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Carson was friends with him. He was good friends with him. And so there was one day where we were in this class, and our teacher was reading some random story, like short story, where we were supposed to, like, analyze verbs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And in the story, there was something about pistons. And pistons were just introduced to Minecraft. They were just releasing a new update. And
yeah.
We were all playing it. And Grant, as soon as our teacher read out pistons, Grant immediately interrupted and he was like, hey, I know that word. There's a game called Minecraft where you can use pistons. They're like these weird things that push blocks. And then Carson, sitting up front, turns around, he's like, hey, I play Minecraft too. And I look at him, and I'm like, I play Minecraft. And we just stared at each other for like 5 seconds, smiling. And then we just went back to the short story. And then after we finished that short story, he came up to me and he was like, "Hey, you play Minecraft too?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude, you do too?" And he was like, "Yeah." And then he was like, "Hey, let's talk at recess. Maybe we can talk
recess.
About
recess. Yeah.
Maybe we can talk about Minecraft." And I was like, "Yeah, let's do it." And that's how we became friends. Because I found out that Carson knew how to run servers, so that me and him could play Minecraft multiplayer. Because I had struggled so long to figure out how to set up Minecraft servers to like play with friends.
Yeah,
it was just impossible for me. And I found out that Carson knew how to do it.
That's great.
That's how me and him became friends, and we're still friends to this day. They're just because of Grant. Like, Grant is the god. And then that's how I met, like, virtually everyone else in our friend group.
Except for me. I moved here.
Except for you. Yeah, you moved here. But I did meet you through our friends, I think.
Kinda.
Yeah.
It was half-half.
All because of Minecraft. Hey, guys, don't make fun of Minecraft, all right? It changes people's lives.
It changes people's lives. Oh, God. So, I never really got into PC gaming until recently because we always had a potato computer in the house. So... when I finally got my own laptop, I actually finally, which was, like, recently, like, end of junior year for me, I finally got my own laptop and started getting into PC gaming. My main source of consoles has always been the PlayStation, but I've always had a really big liking for Nintendo. I don't know what it was, because I think all their games were just really interesting. They really appealed to me as a child, especially as a young little weeb that I was, watching anime on... Getting up at 6 in the morning willingly to watch anime. Specifically Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, Bakugan, all the good shit, if y'all know what I'm talking about. But Nintendo always had those games on their DS, and you could take them places. And this was so cool. The first thing I had was a... I didn't have it. I actually played it on my friends, but we switched off every... once in a while. Like, I used to take it for 2 days, 3 days, play whatever I wanted to. So the first game I ever played was a game called Pokemon. I don't know if you've heard of this game. It's pretty underrated. But it's a pretty long series of games. It was like the third generation Pokemon. It was called Pokemon Emerald.
Yep.
And I gotta tell you, that was my first Pokemon game, and I loved it. I loved the fact that you could make animals fight each other.
I'm pretty sure the first Pokemon game I ever played was Pokemon Fire. Actually,
Fire Red, or was it?
Yeah, Fire Red.
Yeah, Fire Red.
And the first game that I ever played on the Game Boy Advance was Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because my sister introduced me to it.
Yeah. So, yeah, my first game was Pokemon Emerald, and I loved the fact that, but besides the actual, like, fighting, I liked the storyline. I mean, they're really only trying to appeal to children. Now the storyline, I feel like, is not that great. You know, if the fact that the main villain's motivations are literally just to gather all these Pokemon, that they sit around now and they're just like, now what do we do with them? So playing all these games as a kid, I loved the whole entire level up thing. I loved the fact that you would, like, build friendship with them and all that stuff. So I really got into it. So when I finally got my first DS, the first three games I got, one of them was Nintendogs, which was basically a dog, you take care of dog simulator. You could, like, buy a bunch of dogs and stuff, drop them off at the kennel, play with them and stuff. And that was not great. The second game was Mario Kart, and the third game was Pokemon Diamond Pearl Platinum. Not those three games, but I got Diamond first. And that was my absolute favorite Pokemon game. I love it. Still to this day, I still play emulators of it on my computer and stuff. It's really fun. So, yeah. Then, like, besides the... when I wasn't at home, and I wasn't able to play Sonic Riders for another 10 hours a day, I was always playing Pokemon or Mario Kart. Or just any other game I had on my DS. And when Beyblade was a big thing in, like, 2010,
yeah.
I had the Beyblade game. And I tell you, that shit was so much fun. Because when you played Beyblades in real life, which I was doing as a young 10-year-old, they didn't do the cool things that you could make them do in the anime. Like, you couldn't make them, like, jump up in the air and, like, glow and shit and spark. But in the game, you could, which was really fun. And you could even create, like, your own Beyblade and give it, like, its own color scheme. Because whenever you made your own in real life, if you want to give it your own color scheme, you would, like, to dye the parts and stuff. No one's trying to do that shit.
Or, no, you just buy... buy other Beyblades and just put the parts, like,
I'm saying, but if you want, like, that, like, design, but you want it a different color, you have to dye the parts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I did that. I was doing that in real life. Don't worry. I even ordered Japanese, parts that were made by that company, if they came in a different color. So, like, yeah, they would sell, individual parts that was just the same thing, but a different color. I'd order those parts so I could get them in that color. That's how dedicated I was for Beyblade, man, I tell you. I even, like, started spray painting them and got to that. But that's not video games. Not, it's irrelevant. But however, yeah. So everything on the DS was my shit. So when the Wii came out, I was like, wait a minute. It's a DS, but it's on your TV. Yo! And that ended up being, like, my new console of choice. I would always be on the Wii, no matter if it was Wii Sports, if it was, there was a really shitty Hot Wheels game that I always played. I'm trying to remember the really, the first Smash Bros. Game I ever played, was Melee. And even though it came out on the GameCube, I always played it on my friend's Wii, with all the GameCube controllers and stuff. So we always played Super Smash Bros., which is probably one of my favorite games of all time, as I now play that series to this day. A little too much, probably. as Chris can most likely vouch for if he saw my hours.
Yeah.
I've had it since Christmas, and I've already racked up over 100.
Like, every time we come to school in the
every
mornings.
Time we come to school in the mornings, we've got a bunch of friends. We have all of our Switches and stuff. We're playing Smash.
Yeah, like, we always go into the IT Academy classroom.
Yeah.
And we just chill out because, like, our, like, the teacher in there just doesn't care. And there's nothing else to do, yeah. So I every time I walk in, I see Grant standing in against the wall looking at memes on his phone. I see, like, Adam with him just eating a cinnamon roll. And I see Scott and Carson just on their Switches playing Smash Brothers.
Yeah, Scott, Carson, Peyton, Peter.
Like, everyone in that Keegan, one group of, like, computers just playing Smash Brothers.
Yeah, it's actually great.
And then you, like, join in, and I just stand with Grant just looking at awful memes.
The worst memes from iFunny. The worst that iFunny has to offer, which is also the best.
I don't even think he looks at iFunny. I don't even know where he looks at for memes, because he doesn't go on Reddit either.
Yeah.
So he goes to some kind of mysterious place, and I don't know where.
It's the black web for memes. Yeah. But one more console I'd like to talk about was the PS3. Now, this was a bit later into my childhood. I would actually argue that it isn't my childhood, especially in the later half of when I started playing the more mature games. But early part of my childhood, I went over to my friend's house one day. And he said, yo, did you get the new PS3? Like, what's a PS3? I only know of a PS2, because I've only been playing Sonic Riders my whole entire life, and I've been living under a rock. He said, yeah, there's a new console called the PS3. And he's like, it's the PS2, but there's an extra number. And it's got, the graphics are so good.
And the graphics are fucking 3D.
Yeah, dude, I know. The graphics aren't complete shit. You've got actual good games, too. Like, there's this really good...
That's debatable. There's a lot of shitty games for the PS3.
Yeah, but there's a lot of good ones, too. And there's this new game that I found out, and it's called Little Big Planet.
Yep.
I was like, what's Little Big Planet?
Little Big Planet 1 and 2.
There's a third one now, by the
way. Yeah,
The third one's actually really fun. But anyway, we started playing Little Big Planet. And it was one of my first sleepovers I ever went to. And it was also my first all-nighter. Because all we did was play Little Big Planet. We beat the whole entire thing on his account. And then the next time I went over, I made my own account and beat the whole entire thing on my own account. 100% of it so I could get all the materials. And then when I got Little Big Planet 2, later down the line, I was like, wait, where am I getting all this material from? This is all Little Big Planet 1 stuff. Well, it transfers over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all your costumes, all your materials, everything you used to build and create in Little Big Planet 1 came over from Little Big Planet 2. So I was like, it came over to Little Big Planet 2. I was like, dude, this is revolutionary.
Yeah.
This is insane. I love this.
Little Big Planet 1 and 2 were my favorite games for the PlayStation 3.
Oh, gosh. It's so much fun. So, yeah. As soon as I started playing all these games, I'm like, dude, this is fun. Like, not only is the storyline actually, like... Yeah, I get how it's, like, fun, creative, and whimsical, I guess, is a good word to describe it. It also has some, like, mature themes, and it's a little dark at times, and I really liked it. It was one of my first games where it actually got me into, the whole entire... It got me into a lot of story mode games.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, a lot of games that actually had, like, immersive stories. Like, for example, what I play today, I play a lot of Fire Emblem. Really immersive stories. I play a lot of... trying to think of some other examples. Journey, Fury, a lot of these indie developed games mostly, but they have really immersive stories, and Little Big Planet kind of got me into that. And the fact that you could, like, build whatever you fucking wanted.
Yeah.
You could, like, make your little guy look like pretty much whatever as long as you put in 3 hours and, you know, made him look pretty good. I'm pretty sure there was one day I came home from school. And this was, I want to say, 7th grade, so a little later in my childhood. And my mom said, and my mom was a teacher, or sorry, a librarian. And she's like, "All right, Tate, I have to go in early today for school, so you're going to be at home with the dogs. And yeah, just keep an eye on them, make sure they were, you know, good and everything." So I was like, "Okay, I can do this." So... every hour, I'd let the dogs out and stuff, and in between letting them out, I would play Little Big Planet 2, and I'm pretty sure the whole entire day, I spent any level, I hadn't 100% yet, I did that, and, oh, I think that was my phone. Yeah, that was my fan. And then for the rest of the day, I figured out how to build levels. I went through all the tutorials and actually made a pretty decent level, what I thought myself. It was a pretty cool level, I thought, even though the whole entire thing was just made out of cardboard and stickers, and it was really just a skeleton of a level. But yeah, I was really proud, and I was like, dude, this is so cool, I really like this. And then after a few years, I just stopped playing it until Little Big Planet 3 came out. I was like, oh, dude, Little Big Planet 3, I remember this game and bought it.
Yeah, Little Big Planet, I remember my closest childhood friend, who I've been friends with since we were even fucking born. We would go over to his house, like, every Friday, because he lived on, like, the other side of Jacksonville or whatever. And him and his brother got, like, one of the first PlayStation 3s ever or whatever. Yeah. So it was, like, the first console with, like, 20 gigabytes of space.
Yeah, it was the first console where you could play online, too, without an Ethernet cable.
Yeah, and so...
which was awesome.
I think either him or his brother got Little Big Planet, the first one. No, his brother pirated Little Big Planet 1. And we played that game, and it was so fun, because it was so funny and stupid, and we just played the shit out of it. And, later down the line, I got myself a PlayStation 3, and I got, like, I got the new console, the Slim. It has, like...
Yeah.
It has, like, 200 gigabytes or something like that. It was, like, so good. I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then I got Little Big Planet 2. And then I brought that over to his house so we could play Little Big Planet 2 on his console instead of mine. Because we played Little Big Planet 1 on his console, so everything transferred over to us on his. And we played so much of that game. It was so funny. Like, it was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Also, another game. This is gonna sound stupid, but Toy Story 3.
I never played any movie-ish games. Dude, I only played Gars for the PS2.
PlayStation 2. What? No. Toy Story 3 for the PlayStation 3 was so fun because it was the most broken game ever. Because, like... we would do missions and stuff like that, and, like, it was all good and fun.